As late as 10:35 Monday night, the National Weather Service predicted just a coating to 2 inches of snow across Connecticut. But after the snow fell, many areas of Connecticut received much more than the forecast called for. Some school districts had to close for the day, and there were serious accidents on some highways. Meteorologist Garrett Argyanis accounts for the dramatic change.
What happened is that the storm drew a little bit closer to the coast. It actually was drawn in a little bit by a disturbance moving through the Great Lakes. Now, originally, the thought was that those two storms would stay totally separate, but they just interacted enough to draw that storm a little bit farther west, allowed the snow to expand a little bit farther west, and that's the reason why we picked up more snow than expected.
Southeastern Connecticut received the most snow, with towns like Stonington receiving around 7 inches. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.